Police have determined that crows are responsible for a series of disruptions to train service on the Tokaido railway line caused by stones on the railway tracks. On June 8th, a train was delayed 5 minutes between Ofuna and Totsuka stations on the Tokaido line because of stones on the tracks. Two similar incidents followed soon after along 100 meter stretch of track. Kanagawa police had been investigating but were unable to identify the culprit. But last Saturday, Mr. Yoshiaki Ijima of Yokohama happened to see crows dropping stones on the tracks. He reported the sighting, and police officers posted a watch over the weekend. Several crows were spotted dropping stones onto the tracks. The track is bordered by a 1.8 meter high wire fence, and trains come and go every 3 minutes, which would have made it extremely difficult for a person to interfere with the tracks. So the police have concluded that crows were the culprits after all. A national meeting of studies on animal behaviour heard today that the mischievous behaviour of some crows in Yokohama area was in fact part of their natural habit of storing food. Crows had been causing havoc along the Tokaido line by deliberately leaving pebbles on railway tracks this June. Professor Hiroyoshi Higuchi and his group from the University of Tokyo presented the results of 100 hours of observation at the scenes of crime, much of which was captured on video. The group witnessed 9 incidents where a crow deliberately left some pebbles on the track. The group noted the actions of a particular crow. The crow would steal pieces of bread thrown by people into nearby river to feed the carp. Then the crow would move pebbles alongside the track and put the breadcrumbs in the gaps. When the pebble was too heavy, the crow would put it down for a moment on the flat railway track and then attempt to get a better grip on the pebble. Crows are known for storing food they cannot eat at one go. Once the people stop throwing pieces of bread in the river, the crow also stopped its practice of leaving pebbles on the railway track. Professor Higuchi believes that the incidents occurred when the crow forget to get back its pebble. The professor says the crow picked up the pebbles in the course of hiding food. At the time, the stone might be too heavy, or rather difficult to handle, so it would put it down again. The railway track would have been a convenient place to leave the pebble for a moment, because it was flat and just the right height. The professor says it is a natural part of the crow's food gathering habits, and that intelligence doesn't play a part.